ask Representative Scott if they'll give us an invocation, please.
Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for your blessing, Lord. We set you continue to bless us, Lord. Bless the nation, Lord. Bless our leaders. And Lord, be with our citizens, Lord. Just watch over them, keep them in safety and health over them, Lord. And for those who have lost loved ones, Lord, we just ask that you be with them and touch them with your hand of comfort, Lord. We just ask that you be with the Proctor family, Lord. Just give them strength and give them comfort. And Lord, be with us today as we make decisions on behalf of the nation. All these things we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen. So, I want to thank all of you for coming. It seems like we haven't seen each other in a year, but I'm glad all of you could come. Roll call, please.
Johnny Green.
Present.
Joyce Deere.
Present.
Dodie Barnett.
Present.
James Jennings.
Here.
Rufus Scott.
Here.
Madam Chair, you got 5 present and 0 absent.
5 present, 0 absent constitutes a quorum. All business conducted will be official. I have the approval of the minutes for December the 5th and not May.
I reset them.
Madam Chair,
yes.
Make a motion to approve the December 5th minutes with any changes needed.
Motion by Representative Scott to approve the minutes with any changes to be made. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Barnett. I have a voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Down to the order of business. First is TR-17-001, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Principal Chief to execute a memorandum of understanding with the Tulsa Technology Center for the use of space for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health. Sponsors, Representative Deere.
Madam Chair, motion to pass.
Motion by Representative Deere for a due pass. Is there a second? Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion.
This is early attachment training for our launch grant. That'll be in April 18th through the 21st. And basically, it's infant massage training, and it's in collaboration with the state. They have a launch grant too, so we like to rent this space because it's kind of middle ground for us and for them as well.
Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. This is TR-17-002, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Principal Chief to execute a collaborative agreement on behalf of the nation's child care program. Sponsored by Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Barnett for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion. Hi, Barbara.
What this agreement is you guys have already passed it back in August. What they did was they got, they had some new people come in and in the University of Oklahoma in the grants and contract department. So they went in and they changed a little bit of the wording on it. They took out one whole paragraph and inserted a few more. So I took it to the AG's office, and he said that we should go ahead and send it back up here to get another an agreement from you guys. So this was done August, and it was TR-16-142 at that time. And he just thought we should send it up again. Also, he was going to put in there where each year the chief would just have to sign it and it wouldn't have to come before you guys, you know, every time. So he was going to add that. So that's the only changes from the one that you guys already approved. in August.
Are there any questions?
The AG's office did put in the language that further future agreements of this type may be executed, but it still has to be reviewed by the AG's office to make sure there's no additional waivers. So it's not that we just send it on to Chief.
Yeah, he still has to sign off on it. Yeah.
Any questions? Not roll call vote, please.
Tony Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Dear?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you, Barbara. Next is TR 17-003. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute an equipment purchase and software license agreement between the Muscogee Creek Nation and Erickson, Inc. for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health. As sponsors, Representative Barnett.
Motion to postpone indefinitely.
Motion by Ms. Barnett to postpone indefinitely.
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Dear?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. TR 17-003 is postponed indefinitely. Excuse me. Next is NCA 17-001. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to the Henrietta Knights Wrestling Club. Sponsor is Representative Beaver.
Motion for due pass.
Motion by Representative Jennings for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. A discussion? Representative Beaver.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Coach Hammack. He's the coach of the Henrietta Knights Wrestling Club.
That's Coach Hammack.
Oh, that's Coach Hammack.
I'm Coach Hutchings.
Okay, I got both coaches here. So, what you see here, the $4,500, under our law, when this first came about, I asked our AG, does this qualify for the $2,000 or does it qualify underneath the 50% part? And so Mr. Dillinger said that it qualifies under the 50% part. So if you look at their total budget, the total budget is around $12,000 and some change. And so actually the $4,500 is less than, 50% less than what they're actually needing. So the $4,500 covers supplies. It doesn't cover any admin costs or paper coaches or anything like that. It just all is strictly supplies. And so the coach is here to answer any questions that y'all might have. He is aware that, it's kind of hard to explain what's the difference between why a school might get $2,000 and a school might get $4,500. So I tried to explain to as best as my ability. But if you have any questions, Coach is here to answer any questions you have in mind.
Are there any questions? Representative Barnett.
I just have general questions, not specifically for you, Coach, but this is something that we've never really addressed before, and I don't think we have any clear-cut policy on it because the donation structure for nonprofit organizations is different than school donations. The nonprofit allocation is more, and the schools are limited to $2,000 per school district. So Henrietta schools can still get $2,000, which means we've given $7,000 or $6,500 to Henrietta this year, which in theory I don't have in opposition to, which is something that we really haven't addressed before, because I know for public schools, most of our sporting clubs are nonprofits. So that would mean that the soccer club's eligible for $5,000, the football team's eligible, the football boosters are eligible for $5,000, baseball boosters are eligible for $5,000. I mean, we've got like 5 nonprofit clubs in Sepulveda. So it's just something that probably we need to be looking at and addressing for the future, and that way all schools can be treated equally.
I agree, and I told them that that's why they needed the letter from the superintendent. So the way I looked at it was this $4,500, even though it didn't say in our law, the way I looked at it was it counts for the $2,000 also. So if they get this $4,500, then that's it for the year. That's what I told them, and that's how I looked at it. So I know it doesn't say that the way, I mean, the way it can be interpreted the way you're saying, but the way I interpreted it was once I got this $4,500, then that's it for the school year, or for the fiscal year. And so that's why the letter from the superintendent or the principal is in there. They're aware of that. So, and I understand it can go either way, too. So.
Just one more question. So will this equipment be the property of the club or the property of the school?
The equipment, since we are a nonprofit and we want to, you know, make sure that everything is in line with tax code and stuff like that, all of the equipment and stuff will be for the club. We are, you know, we're working hand in hand with the school because ultimately the kids that are within the community, you know, we have five districts that we work with, you know, all the way from McIntosh County, all the way to Okmulgee County. Kids are from those surrounding counties that are actually participating. So we're working with the school and these kids that attend to the club. Ultimately, their goal is to possibly wrestle for the school if the school allows it into the high school, middle school. The equipment will be used throughout. I mean, we wouldn't really say that you couldn't use it just because the school is actually allowing us to use their facilities and so we can facilitate wrestling.
Yes, ma'am.
Representative Hicks.
Thank you, Ms. Fran. Let's just say the club doesn't make.
Okay.
Where does this equipment go? Like you said, I told Ms. Barnett it belongs to the club. So if it doesn't make, then where would it go?
What happens is if the club doesn't take or doesn't go ahead and, you know, basically create it throughout, then what we'll do is we'll dissolute everything and basically probably sell it and give it to a nonprofit organization. That's what the federal government requires that nonprofits do is basically. Give the funds back to a nonprofit organization.
You could go back to the Scholarship Foundation. They're a nonprofit.
Yep.
But it'd have to go to another nonprofit.
Yep. That is correct.
Representative Jennings.
Thank you. So does Henrietta Schools actually plan on putting it in the school?
When I went to school there, we had it all the way up until 2002, and then we didn't really have a coach to coach it anymore, so I think they didn't have nobody to coach it, so they pretty much got rid of it. I know that we had a board meeting with the Board of Education at Henrietta, and they haven't came to a final agreement yet, but I'm not 95% sure that they will go ahead and allow it into the middle school as a trial basis, and then from there go ahead and possibly have the high school adopt it a year or two later, depending on where, like I said, depending on where the kids are number wise.
Thank you.
Any more questions? Thank you for coming.
You're very welcome.
Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deer.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BF&J for a funding source.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Next, it's NCA 17-002. The law of the Muscogee Creek Nation returning funds appropriated for the Muscogee Creek Nation Medical Center emergency room construction and depositing the funds back to the Muscogee Creek Nation Health System third-party funds account. Our sponsors, Representative Barnett,
Motion to pass.
Motion by Representative Barnett for due pass, second by Representative Jennings. A discussion?
Ms. Rhonda, are you here for this? I'm going to defer to you. I believe this was submitted by the teacher.
Okay.
Ms. Linda.
Basically, what happened is they earmarked these funds for emergency room construction, and since we're no longer doing that, we're just unencumbering them and putting them back where they came from into third party funds.
Representative Jennings.
Okay. You know, the legislation reads third party funds account. It came from the investment account.
It came from the investment account, but it was funded with third party. It was the third party investment fund, if you will. So instead of putting it, basically, it will go back into that investment account. It's just that.
So do we need to put that on here?
That would be just fine.
I know there was talks that it may potentially be used for the Eufaula clinic, but the way this is written, it doesn't have to be Eufaula if we decide to use it otherwise. The way we're depositing it, re-depositing back, it could potentially be used for something else, but I think talks have been for the Eufaula clinic. So this is open-ended in a way so that it could be used, repurposed for something.
I think what happens is the third-party funds come in, and when they get so much into that bank account, they move it over into an investment account with Wells Fargo, and then as needed, they just pull it back in. So it's more of a, you know, as needed type basis. It's not a separate, it is a separate account, but it's not separate monies. It's all funded from third party monies. Third party is whatever people pay for or medical care.
I don't quite understand that because I thought the investment funds was in a separate account.
I think that's just the title letter.
So when we had the $26 million or whatever in that investment fund, it wasn't just identified as third party.
I think it was just labeled third party investment funds. I'm not sure if I understand the question, Mr. Jennings.
It is, and maybe I didn't say it correctly. It is a separate account. It's with a separate institution because we can't keep a whole lot of money in our checking account.
Okay.
But it's all funded from the same source.
So I guess it's all right with
it. So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Any more questions?
I just want to know what the difference in the why there's difference in the money that was appropriated and the money that's being returned, what the difference in the amount.
The difference in that amount is apparently we've gone back to look at this. There were some initial outlays of expenses. I don't know whether there were some groundwork, some surveys, some appraisals, things like that, that came out of that initial fund when they thought they were going to pursue the emergency room.
Thank you, ma'am.
Certainly.
Any more questions? With that all?
Yeah.
No more questions. Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deere.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 17-003, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to Wainwright Public School. A sponsor is Representative Hicks.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion by Representative Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. Discussion? Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, at this time, I'd like to introduce the Wainwright basketball coach, Mr. Jesse Bible. He's a Muscogee Creek citizen. He gave me a phone call, and what his request is to purchase uniforms. I think he may have even brought a sample or one of his uniforms just to show you guys what they are currently wearing. And it is one of the schools within our district. And they're getting ready to participate in a state tournament in Shawnee. It's a pretty big tournament. And so he requested the assistance through the tribe to maybe purchase some uniforms. They're a small school, so, I mean, small, 8th grade, I believe.
And during the season, their games that they try to generate money from, they don't raise a lot of money. And then just visiting with Jesse is they sometimes they just let the community come in free and not charge anybody anything, then just try to make money off the session. But I'll Jesse, if you want to address them, or if y'all have any questions for Jesse, I'll let
you know. If you have any questions, just let me know.
Hi, I'm Felicia Keller. I'm the principal.
It's nice to meet you.
A lot of times we don't ask for anything. We just want the community to grow and do the best for our community. And we have just got to the place where our numbers have went down. And there are just a few things that we just needed some help on. And so I was able to talk to Randall Hicks and the Grover Wynn. And they were able to say, why don't you see if the tribe may be able to help you with some of these suits. And so we've just got kind of by, but we're trying to build the confidence of our kids so they don't have to wear these type of things. And we come up to this tournament, and we were just needing to see if there's any way we could get some help to get some of these suits. And this will be actually 3rd through 8th grade. And we use a unisex, so they both can wear the same kind, you know, at this point.
Uh-huh.
At this point.
Yes.
Okay. Any questions? This is boys and girls, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the next thing.
Mm-hmm. It's actually 3rd through 8th grade.
Madam Chair, I think what they're doing too is the uniforms that they're buying, they're going to be unisex, so they can work for boys and girls.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the other plan of action that they have in place that they had discussed with me is the coach is actually going to take the uniforms home and wash them as needed instead of sending them home with the children, and that's we're maintaining them now.
Questions? No. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Good luck. Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deer.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BF&J for a funding source. Next is NCA 17-007, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to the American Legion Post 21 of Shakota, Oklahoma. Sponsor is Representative Proctor.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to postpone until next month.
A motion by Representative Jennings to postpone until February's meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That will be postponed until February's meeting. End of our agenda. Other business. Representative Scott.
I just have a question for the chief, if I may. Chief, why have we kept the clinic open up to 5 days?
I'm not aware of that. I know that it's trying to ramp up and get people recruited back to the sunset. Do you want to give an update about that?
Yes, we have. I talked to the Secretary of Health who came in last week, and we are working on recruitment. We have already advertised some of the positions, and we already have a panel. So we are looking for a provider. As we speak, the provider that we currently have, she cannot see pediatric patients. And so we want to find a provider that's suitable for Wetumpka that can see all ages of patients.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I've had parents say that they're taking their kids up there and they can't be seen.
And she would be happy to stay there. She loves Wetumpka Clinic. It just wouldn't be a suitable fit for what Wetumpka needs. And I mean, we could put her down there, and she is down there on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And the intent of putting her down there because she was the wound care provider, was to keep her on, but also that the wound care would continue on in some sense or fashion. But we want to find a provider down there that's suitable to see all ages.
And I think, you know, the people down there, they did like her and stuff, but it's just the fact that she can't see PDF.
Right. And she likes being down there.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Linda. Any announcements?
Madam Chair. Joint meeting tomorrow.
Do we?
Joint meeting.
Oh, yes. Have joint meeting with LNC tomorrow at 6. Speaker, did you have any more information on Representative Cowie?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, Larry Cowie's wake will be tomorrow night. Real quick, so I could just send an email out. The wake will be tomorrow night at from 6 to 8, and the funeral is Wednesday at 2, and it's going to be at Pickett Chapel. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Uh-huh. The wake is, you said the wake's going to be there also?
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I have one more question for the speaker. Has the Mine Oversight Committee meeting been rescheduled?
Yes, sir. Today is yes, sir. That email will go out today as well. We've rescheduled it for Thursday.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
More announcements? Motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Motion by Representative Jennings for adjournment. Second.
Second.
Second by Representative Barnett. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned, and I'm going to ask Representative Barnett if she will give us the benediction, please.